You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Today, July 14th, Ashland County Highway GG between Mellon and Clam Lake is scheduled to be closed. This is so culvert replacement can be done while the crew is working. It is anticipated that the road will be closed from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Motorists must obey all road close signage and barricades. They exist for your safety and that of the crew working to keep the highway safe for all motorists. Please do not attempt to go around barricades and or equipment and workers. Once again, Ashland County Highway GG between Mellon and Clam Lake is scheduled to be closed today from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please plan your route accordingly. Friday, July 18th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., there's a free tour of the Wisconsin Concrete Park. This is your chance to come and learn all about visionary artist Fred Smith, the fascinating history of the Wisconsin Concrete Park, and the ongoing efforts to preserve and improve this unique outdoor art environment. No registration is needed, just stop on by and join the tour. Once again, this is taking place Friday, July 18th from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. Senator Tammy Baldwin encourages people to continue to push back against Medicaid cuts. Lisa Hale has the story.
The budget bill recently signed into law by President Donald Trump included drastic cuts to Medicaid. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who voted against the bill, said the fight for Medicaid is not over.
It's not the last act that Congress will ever take. And we will have future opportunities to fix some of the problems. But that will only happen if pressure on those who voted for it is such that they are hearing from their constituents that this was a mistake and that Congress needs to repair it.
Baldwin made her comments in Green Bay Saturday as she toured Amplify Bellin Health's ER department. Co-chief clinical officer Dr. Cynthia Lasecki said when people don't have health coverage, they end up using emergency rooms as primary care providers.
Even without health insurance, people will still need care. When they cannot afford it, those costs get shifted to everyone else, driving up the total cost of care. It is a lose-lose for our patients and communities.
Baldwin says about 270,000 Wisconsinites will have their health care terminated as a result of the budget bill, costing Wisconsin hospitals $264 million a year. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Catkins Animal Rescue, right here in Park Falls, has some answers on how to go about surrendering a pet, reporting found strays, reclaiming a found pet, reporting neglect, and other issues in that same vein. Such as, I found a stray cat or a dog, or have a stray hanging around my place and I'm within Price County. Now what do I do? Just remember, all Price County strays should be referred to the Price County Humane Officer or Price County Sheriff's Office before contacting Catkins. You can do so by calling 715-339-3011 and reporting where you found the animal and where the animal can be picked up by a deputy, officer, or the Humane Officer. Please note, if you find a stray outside of Price County, you will need to contact the law enforcement of the county the animal is located at. Another question is, what if a found stray is my pet? How do I reclaim it? You can call or text Catkins at 715-762-0122 or message them through their Facebook page, Catkins Animal Rescue, to make an appointment to reclaim your pet. Appointments must be made during available hours, and they are unable to meet you after hours to reclaim your pet. They will ask for proof of ownership, and this can be vet records, photos, etc., as well as a photo ID of the owner. They also require proof of rabies vaccination for all pets. These two questions are only one of a few that are part of a full FAQ Catkins has posted on their Facebook page, Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated. Please be sure to hop online and check it out to get all the answers you might need. Once again, this FAQ can be found on Facebook under Catkins Animal Rescue Incorporated. Wednesday, July 30th from 3:30 to 4:30, it's History Walk with Blaze over in Mercer. You're invited to join Library Assistant Blaze as he takes you through where things used to be. Walks will begin at the Historic Depot, and once again this is taking place Wednesday, July 30th from 3:30 to 4:30 over at the Historic Depot in Mercer. Tuition will rise for students in the universities of Wisconsin system. Savannah Tomielson has the details.
The system is dealing with cuts from the National Institutes of Health, the biggest public funder of research in the world, plus cuts from the Trump administration and a small increase in the state budget. But as UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says, the budget also includes hiring limits.
This legislation poses quite significant challenge for us. We would become a potential poaching ground quickly, and we would be unable to recruit in some of the very high needs areas that we all view as a priority.
UW System President Jay Rothman says UW is still the most affordable public university system in the Midwest. Even then, Wisconsin ranks 44th in the nation for state higher education funding.
And this was a difficult recommendation for me to make as well, because we're trying to balance understanding that the state supports one-fifth of our budget, about 20%. There was a time that it supported close to 44% of our budget. And as that funding has gone down for reasons that, you know, notwithstanding the increase that we got this time, that's simply the fact. And tuition has become a bigger portion of our revenue.
This is the third year in a row that students within the UW system will see a tuition increase. It'll begin in the fall. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers draft is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The MLB draft continues today. In the first round, the Brewers selected third baseman Andrew Fisher of the Tennessee Volunteers, who scouts say has modeled his swing after the Phillies' Bryce Harper.
I'm working on my swing in the cage a ton. I'm trying to emulate Harper as much as I can. Obviously, he has different rhythm in the box and different approach sometimes, but I mean, how could you not watch a guy like that hit?
In all, the Brewers drafted five players, two infielders, three pitchers. Yesterday, the Crew beat the Nationals 8-1. Freddy Peralta giving up just one run in 6 2/3 innings. Peralta asked about heading into the All-Star break, just a game behind the first place Cubs.
I think that we are in great position right now. We're doing great because we are not thinking about how far we are from the first place.
NBA, the Bucks introducing Miles Turner, who showed off his new jersey.
See me in this bus green. My girlfriend told me I look good in green, so you know it's gonna be a seamless feat.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law and Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex and the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast, she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. There is only one new release this weekend, but it's a big one. I'm talking about, of course, the highly anticipated Superman, which according to Rotten Tomatoes, critics seem to approve of and audiences are raving about. The film is directed by James Gunn and stars David Cornsweet as the title character. Joining him in the cast is the marvelous Miss Maisel's Rachel Brosnahan, Bradley Cooper, and Nicholas Holt. In the latest installment, Lex Luthor is a tech billionaire there. Sounds about right. And since this is the age of the re-release, and if you're lucky enough to live in a city where there is a limited showing, check out One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary and is playing in various cities. The film stars much younger versions of Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and has won 5 Oscars for Best Picture and 1 for Nicholson as Best Actor. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a little muggy today. Our high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mid to upper 80s with more storms likely tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.